Good morning, everyone. This is Biz Chicks TV. This is the place where you can find tips and tools to help you do business better. We're here to help you run a profitable business that's fun to run and to take the hassle out of your hustle. And today is Monday. So, you know, on Mondays, we always talk about our thoughts. We have a general topic. We'd love for you to weigh in. We're going to get started shortly. We want to remind you that Biz Chicks wants you to join our community. We have a beautiful community of lovely individuals who are now all together where we can support one another. So join us over on the Circle app, and you can do that by texting Biz to 33777 and join the Biz Chicks community.
All right. And they can also do that by just going to bizchicks.net and click join. It'll take them right over there, too. Okay. So thank you, everybody who's watching live and on the replay. I'm Francine Gregory, and this is Terralina Austin. We are also known as the Biz Chicks. So thank you for coming in. Today, we are talking about what's on your mind. You know, what's on your mind? There's a lot of things going on in the world. You know, world peace, world hunger, world stuff. There's just stuff going on. Okay, but what's on your mind right now? What's on your mind? When we think about our minds, sometimes we think about, we make the mistake of thinking that the mind and the brain are the same when they're not the same. I've been reading a book by Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she talks about how the mind and your thoughts affect your brain. So you can make your brain better just by getting better thoughts, by making your mind better. And so we're talking today, what's on your mind? What's on your mind regarding your business? What's on your mind regarding your health? What's on your mind regarding your family? What's on your mind? Because whatever is on your mind is directing you and us wherever it is that we're going. Are we going down the, you know, merrily, life is but a dream? Or are we having some little nightmares here and there? It's because it's all regarding our mind.
Wow, friend, when you were talking about that, I thought your mind, your thoughts affect your mind. And what's on your mind is on your heart. And what's on your heart is in your brain. You know what I'm saying?
And it really affects your brain.
In your heart, yeah.
And then your physical heart is your thoughts are affecting.
But your heart, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So your heart affects your physical. Your physical heart is affected by your thoughts. Your heart, your mind affects your thoughts. And she mentioned something in there that I'm like, oh, that is so profound. The marketing agencies, because I'm, you know, reading it for health purposes. She said the marketing agencies deliberately market things to you so that you think about eating that particular product, or you think about eating that product, you think about buying that particular item, whatever. They've crafted the message in such a way to make you crave it. They did it deliberately. They deliberately thought about it. She said, but we now need to deliberately think about what it is that we want to do and deliberately think, okay, well, I don't want the cake in the cookie. You know, you can get the cake or you can get the kale. Because we've been programmed for the cake when we can program for the kale. Now, you know, it could be, you can make kale taste good. don't have to be bad. But the point she that she was making is they make it deliberate to try and sell us something. We need to be deliberate on whether or not we're going to buy it or whether or not
it's like a game. They're playing offense and we're playing defense.
So we need to get on the offense.
Yes. Put your defense shield up and do some strategy for offense. And I know that a lot of times I hear people say, you know what? They told me to do such and such, so I'm going to do the exact opposite because I know they don't have my best interest at heart.
And that takes deliberate thought. Mm-hmm. That word deliberate thought means that I had to actively choose the thought that I was going to have.
Exactly. Now let me tell you how what I learned this weekend from my 8-year-old granddaughter. Her aunt sent her some materials to make bracelets. She sat down, started making bracelets, and the next thing out of her mouth was, okay, Grandma, we've got to go out and sell these bracelets. So I need you to go door to door with me so I can sell my bracelets. So we had to have a coaching session on how to approach people. So I became the customer. I was on one side of the door. She knocked. And we went through the whole routine. And then I was just stunned because people were buying these bracelets. Look, my bracelet is Tara Lena, and she was selling the bracelets for $2. And I'm like, these people, and some of them only had 3 beads on it. Keep in mind that the materials were sewn into her by her aunt.
Deliberate thinking.
Her thinking was just totally different. I was like, am I really out here? Like, it was almost like Girl Scout cookie week. You know what I mean? Like how you have to go out with the kids back in the day.
Well, but she's an entrepreneur.
And she had no fear.
No, like, see, fear was not bred into her. She had a deliberate thought, oh, I need to sell these. She didn't have a deliberate thought of, oh, I'm making nice bracelets and these
and
are
giving
cute.
Them away. And
no, her deliberate thought was, I got to go sell these.
And she made some money. I was just like, oh my gosh, this kid is making money. Now we sit down and we talk about, okay, all this money is not yours. You got your tithe, you got your offering, and now and then you've got to put money back into supplies. And now this is what you get. You know what I'm saying?
Savings. But she started out young, so that thought will be already there. She won't have to relearn a thought because exactly. of a bad habit, because of a bad
I call training. It unlearning some stuff.
Right. And what we are, a lot of us who are here in business, we are unlearning so that we can relearn or we need to push the right way of doing things. There are two books that we are reading. Well, I'm reading right now. One is Make That, Break That by Dr. Dave Martin. Mm-hmm. And you're not necessarily trying to stop the bad habit. You are making
your formidable
habits. You're now, I like what he mentioned, unprofitable behaviors and habits, you're replacing them with profitable behaviors and habits. Things maybe you, like if you're in the book, he talks about if you're trying to learn to floss your teeth. Mm-hmm. Well, you make it so that it's pleasant to floss and not like, oh, it's like a chore and they're dragging me to the dungeon. You floss one tooth. Mm-hmm. Floss one tooth. Hey, Coach Karen. So you floss one tooth and you get in a habit. Then the next week you floss 3 teeth until you begin to work the habit, because willpower is not meant to sustain us for the long haul. It just helps us to get started until we can get a habit
going. Formed.
Right. And some people talk about habits take 21 days. No, habits take 63 days for it to kick in and become where you don't think about it.
But it starts in a nanosecond.
It starts
with commitment.
And it starts with a thought. It starts with what's on your mind. And mm-hmm. so if you're making a new habit, what's on your mind that you need to adjust or change? Mm-hmm. And what I'm learning this week between these two books, Make That, Break That, and then Think and Eat Yourself Smart. Between the two of those, you have to cut yourself some slack and just start small. Maybe you don't eat a whole bag of cookies or whatever. And she was talking about what's on your mind. A lot of people's eating situations is more up here than it is about, okay, I'm not going to eat cookies after dinner. I'm not going to eat ice cream or cake. It's not that. It's what's going on in your head. Mm-hmm. Is driving your physical behaviors, which is driving your physical outcome. Maybe it's not what you want, or maybe it is what you want, but it begins in the mind. And then we know that from that scripture talks about as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Well, your thoughts have to be deliberate now. Mm-hmm. I was like, deliberately figuring out a way of getting something that I want done. Hey, Mark. And Mark says, as I always say, success is a product of conditioning.
Coach Karen says, it's truly what has caused the behavior in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we are working on what's on our mind. And you have to stop and think, because you got a bunch of people throwing thoughts at you. Like we were talking about the marketing industry, where food is concerned, where business is concerned, they are throwing ads at you and buy this and shop that.
I can't even keep up with my email. It's just out of control. And I mean, sometimes I have taken it down to zero several times just because I'm just done. And here it's just back. It's like the Cookie Monster or something. What is going on?
So the thought, we have to be deliberate. They're deliberate in putting it in front of our faces. We have to be deliberate in saying, no, I don't want that, but I'll take this. It's coming at you. Mm-hmm. So you now need to be deliberate about what you're going to put on your mind. That's my choice. They don't get to do that. I can just kind of be, what is the word? Complacent. And just let it come. And I'm through with these two books that I'm reading here. Whatever it is that you just, if your subconscious, it doesn't bother you until it comes to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind decides, huh, I'm going to do that. The message can keep coming. But until you bring it to the conscious mind, it really doesn't have any effect. Like the hamburger don't have no effect on you. If you just like, oh, I don't eat meat. I don't like that. It's not going to bother you until you decide, I think I'll try that. And you now just brought that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad Mark's going to elaborate. I want to hear more about this conditioning thing. He says, thoughts happen. They're not usually consciously instigated. We have to learn to manage and direct them. It is a discipline, a muscle that must be flexed. So we have to tell our mind no. Yes.
Right. You have to. Maybe. Because there's a scripture in the Bible that says casting down imagination and thoughts. You have to say, no, I'm not having that thought. Mm-hmm. Because the thoughts, like Mark said, they're going to come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to let them in just because they're knocking on the door. Hey, you can just like ignore the door, put them on mute, just ignore them, or you can give them audience. You know, we talk about the bears on bikes and the drunk monkeys and stuff. You don't have to give, you ain't got to watch the circus.
There you go.
You can let that ride on by. Mark says conditioning, aligning thoughts, words, and actions with a clear vision.
Thank you. I get that. Okay. So we have to make sure that our thoughts line up with what we want to do, where we want to go, who we want to be. It needs to line up with our as Dr. Tachi says, be more
Okay. With that one, shout out to Dr. Tachi. I took her class on Three Sisters, her video production class. If you haven't had it, get in on the next one because it is really, really good.
I do not doubt that. She is just outstanding and accomplished and skilled. I can't say enough about Dr. Tachi. And look, you're getting a bargain.
Right. The class was really, really good. And it was a small group class so you can answer questions. And then the support after the class was excellent. So I'm just telling you, it was an excellent class. If you're looking to do live stream and learning how to do video, not just live stream, but just do video, you need to really take that class.
Wow.
Okay. And then Karen says, Terry, that's because you haven't replaced what you'll do once you've cleared it, the emails. You have to unsubscribe and then make a list of what you want to receive.
Yes. So, and now they have complicated this unsubscribe thing where they won't unsubscribe you in some cases for 2 weeks. It won't kick in until this and that. And also now they're giving you options like, do you only want to unsubscribe to this part? So it takes a minute to unsubscribe now, unlike it used to where you could just click a button.
It's deliberate. It's a deliberate thought. We talked about that just now. It's a deliberate thought. It's a deliberate thing to sit down and address that email.
Unsubscribe thing, yes.
Because it is thoughts, their thoughts on what you should buy, their thoughts on what it is that you, and so it is a barrage of other people's thoughts. Hey, and maybe
my space.
Right. And you may have wanted to hear from them, like when I was buying shoes and I'm like, I bought the shoes. I don't need to hear from you every day about buying another pair of shoes. So I unsubscribed and they, you know, would you like to hear from us every day or once a week? How about not at all? That was my choice because I wanted whatever I wanted, but I didn't want all of the other stuff that you all are trying to give me. I don't know who said that was a good marketing strategy.
Well, you know, because they know that it takes probably 30 touches now. It used to be, seven, then it was the 17, then it was, I can't imagine how many times I have to be in your face now because there's so much coming at us. We may not open all of it.
But here's the thing, less is more. The less I hear from you, when I'm thinking about it, it won't be because you're like, hey, I'm here. I'm not going to listen to you just because you jumped up in my face. Like the little, what was that? The jack in the box? Right. No, I like the product that you have. So you're on my radar. Now I'm going to call you back because you're on my radar.
But you have to understand, friend, that you are more disciplined than most people.
Here's the thing. There are different companies that don't barrage you, though. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I applaud them for that. There's a balance.
Oh, indeed. I agree. But let's hear from Mark. He says,
I have a different perspective. There is no. There's no. There's only yes. If you say no, you are energizing what you do not want. To what are you saying yes? I'll say yes to this, and I agree.
So then what term do you use when you don't want to say yes? Oh, I say yes to not wanting to be around you, or yes to not wanting to go to that particular event, or I say yes to, okay.
So you choose what your yes will be.
From a yes base. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then the no's take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, I want to stay home and relax versus, you know, da-da-da-da-da. So now by saying yes to what I want, is that what you're saying, Mark?
And so let's look at the rest of his comment here. He says, if you think I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be sick, guess what? You're going to get sick. You are energizing the no, what you do not want, instead of saying, I feel well and healthy. You know what? It's going to be a good day. You're looking on the
bright side of things,
positive side, on the yes side of things, instead of focusing in, instead of putting up the cross symbol, you're like, okay, I'm not, and you're on offense instead of being on the defense. You're now on offense all the time. Okay, I choose this. I choose this. Not like, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that. What do you choose? Like going to the restaurant, and Mark, you can cut in here if
we misconstrued what you said.
Right. If I'm at a restaurant, I can say, okay, they have a offering of things. Now I'm looking at being healthy, fit, and trim. So I say, okay, I'll have the salad. I will have the lean chicken. I will have the green beans. I don't have to say no to the cookie with the ice cream on it. I can just say yes to all other stuff.
Eliminate it. Yeah, you just focus on what you do want.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Did we construe that correctly, Mark? Just let us know, yes or no or whatever. Thank you. I get it though. It wastes less energy. Okay. So he says here.
And no is often a way of evading responsibility because we are not clarifying what we want.
And this makes sense because often when we're talking to children, we say, well, what do you want? But we don't ask adults that. Well, what do you really want? You know, and when we do, a lot of times when we ask adults, they don't know. It seems like kids, maybe they don't have as much on their mind, but they have a clearer understanding of what they want.
Your granddaughter, what does she want?
She wants to make those bracelets.
And I want to go sell the bracelets.
I mean, she was on grandma. And then the next day, because she made some money, the next day she woke up 7 in the morning. I come in here, she's making bracelets.
Mark is going to do his explanation here on
Clubhouse.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I was just going to say, you know, it's a very different energy. It's one of the things that I've talked to a lot of parents, a lot of clients that are parents about, is you can change the landscape of the way that your child interacts with the world if you think in terms of yeses, because there's a very different energy between don't run in the hall and walk in the hall. Right. And the difference between the positives and the negatives. Because that's one of the things that creates the most problems for us in terms of sabotage, is that we are disciplined as people by virtue of the way that society is structured to be focused on what is not, what is missing, what is absent. And that's why we always come back to speaking about the gratitude journals and things of that nature, because if you want to be fulfilled, satisfied, successful, however you are defining it, it is imperative that you clear the lens of your vision so that you are seeing what is as opposed to all the things that are not, so that you can see opportunities when they're standing in front of you.
That's good. That is really good. Clearly. And that goes
for opportunity.
Yeah, that Right. So are you seeing the opportunity or are you seeing the limitations? Are you seeing the obstacles to getting what you want, or are you seeing what it is you want and you're going for it? Go ahead, Mark.
As you know, I write a blog piece every day, and there are two questions that every piece always ends with, because I think it's what it always comes down to. The first being success or sabotage, because I think that everything is, whether it's conscious or not, a choice of one or the other. And the other question is this going to be an incredible day? Because that is something that we are always choosing. Mm-hmm. We like to pretend like it's the nature of a day to be either good or bad. But a day is just a day. It's our choice as to how we are going to frame that day. Mm.
Right. So what's on your mind? So are you going to have a good day? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have a good day?
I told you about the neighbor who said that every Monday something bad happens to him. I'm just like, you know what?
Get out of my car.
You need to stop talking right now. That is not in my wheelhouse.
and you know, a lot of people are not aware. And that is what we're talking about. What's on your mind today? Mm. Are you aware of your thoughts? Are you aware of what you're saying about your life? Are you aware of your success or your sabotage, depending on what
your thoughts are?
Right.
What you're saying about them.
Go ahead, Mark.
The reason why I bring up the yes thing is one of the things that I think people have challenges grasping is that we are energetic beings. If you read into quantum physics at all, quantum physics has proven this scientifically, is that we are giving off vibrations. So here's what happens energetically speaking in terms of the yes versus the no. If you get out of bed and you stub your toe, right? That moment is actually imperative to what happens in the subsequent moments of your life. If you are just like, ow, and you move on, that's one thing. But if it's like, oh God, another day like this, then what you will find, and we will see this in our own lives, once you plug in to the vibration of something negative that has occurred, you become a vacuum that attracts everything on that frequency, on that vibration, which is why we will have those days where it seems like not one thing went wrong, but everything went wrong.
Right.
But if you look back at what happened, it's because you plugged into that first thing that happened and decided that it was bad, that it was negative. So and that's why I say there's only yes, because it's only a matter of what you are attracting by virtue of what you are plugging into. What station are you tuned into?
Hmm. Oh, W-Y-E-S or K-N-O. Oh, that's good, Mark. What station are you tuned into? What's on your mind? And we get to choose it every day, every opportunity. We get to choose what's on our mind. We get to choose. Like Mark said, the day doesn't determine how it's going to be. We determine how it's going to be. Terry, you're muted.
We tell the day what's going to happen. Coach Karen says here that, well, we know, but we're afraid of judgment. And right. Regarding the braces seller, it says, sounds like a child after my own heart. Yes, sounds like slices of oranges with the three beads on a bracelet. I'm like, what? And people were, I was like, Okay.
And I'm going out on a limb. We should have $5 and up on these bracelets, but
I'm leaving it alone.
Because I'm like, we would have paid a Marshall's or something. Those are handmade. Excuse me.
At least $3.99. You know what I mean?
No, $5. They're handmade with your name on it.
Yeah. Okay. It's personalized.
Okay. So now it needs to be $10. Well, seriously, you go to the store and it's personalized. Now, if your name is Sally and there's a whole bunch of Sallys, I don't know how many there are. My name is very unique. So if I get something and that's personalized, it's going to cost me more than Jane and John. And okay, so now we got a bunch of different names.
Yeah, because you're not going to find my name on a tree. You're not how everybody else can go. And when they go in the souvenir section, they have little license plates with their name on it and different things. I could never find my name. I could find Terry, but I could not find Terralina. That's for sure.
Right. So she needs to charge more. Okay. That's just a side note.
We'll have that conversation later. Because right now, grandma was like, and then she took her mom, had her mom take her out the next day. It's like, okay.
But that started with the barrettes out of the back of the car. Terry.
Yes, I started with the barrettes with their moms.
Right. So but she's not afraid. She knew what she wanted and she went for it. What was on her mind? I need to sell these bracelets. I need an adult to take me out. Let's go, people.
Exactly. And that's exactly how she was. When are we going? I'm ready. Okay.
So and it should not be, we should behave more like children who are not afraid. They don't learn fear. I'm not sure what the age is that fear begins to invade, but they're not afraid. No, what's on their mind? They're like, okay, we're selling bracelets. I'm buying ice cream. I'm buying whatever it is with my proceeds.
You know what? She doesn't even have a plan for her proceeds. She's just saving them right now. We're going to have a talk about that next time she comes. But it must have been an entrepreneurial weekend because then my grandson decided he wanted to take the Cricut and make his hoodie. And so we went through the whole process of design space and how to, you know, get his designs in there. And he was heat pressing. Now, I've been asking them to do this for I don't know how many years because I've got the equipment. But this weekend was the weekend everybody went entrepreneurial on me. I was like, okay, maybe it is going in.
It's good. So our conversation today, what's on your mind? Think about it. Think about what you're thinking about and figure out what's on your mind, because the thing that's on your mind is probably directing your life. Mark, thank you so much for weighing in, Coach Karen, and everybody else who's watching live on the replay. You can catch this over on our YouTube channel. And if you have not yet subscribed, please go ahead and do that. We're at Biz Chicks TV over on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can just subscribe over there. And then if you're not a part of Biz Chicks, we invite you to become a part of Biz Chicks, where this community is all about helping one another grow. We hear from awesome community members such as Mark Ward, who has such outstanding information about, we can think better about things and do better with our thought processes. Mm-hmm. And his question, sabotage or success? I was like, wow. Things to think about, what's on your mind. Hey, Luana, so you can join the Biz Chicks just by texting Biz to 33777, or you can go to bizchicks.net. We're all over the internet, so you'll find us pretty much everywhere. You can listen to the replay there. You can listen to it on Facebook and YouTube. So thank you so much for this conversation. Mark, thank you for coming in and sharing your wisdom and insight as always. And we will be back tomorrow. Hey, Mark, go ahead.
I just said thank you.
Love kind.
So we'll be back tomorrow with Terry Johnson online everywhere. She'll be coming in and helping us with our social media strategies and our digital marketing strategies. Everybody in this community has something to offer that will help get your business to the next point, to another level, whatever you would like to call it. There's community here that you just ask somebody, can you help me with dot, dot, dot? And I posted over there in Biz Chicks in our community there, you know, what do you need help with this week? Mm-hmm. We want to help. We want to make sure that you get the help that you need. We don't want to be a community that just kind of, you know, like some communities, they're always, what is it? They're always promoting products and stuff and sales. And we're not wanting to do that. We want to be of help to you. So whatever it is that you need, we're going to try and make sure that we can find someone to help you get it done. So with that, Terry, I'm going to let you have the final words.
Remember to go to the front of your own line, and we'll see you tomorrow with a digital marketing with Terry Johnson online everywhere. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.